Kese Chocolum, and I love Palacinta.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mr. Blumenthal, how can I introduce you to our listeners?
Well, I am almost 65 years of age. I was born in Buffalo, New York in 1944. My mother was born in Budapest in 1915. She actually went, because of numerus clausus, she could not study medicine in Hungary. And so in 1936 or so, she went to Frankfurt to study. There she had a blind date with my father, who had been born in the Alsace, and my mother's parents lived in Budapest, in Kirayatsa. I think it's Kirayatsa.
Yes, it's next to the Jewish quarter of the town.
And actually I went back and I visited the apartment and the section in which they lived on the Kristallnacht. November 10th, my father went for a walk to see the destruction. My mother was in Budapest visiting her parents, and she went back to Frankfurt. And remarkably, she was able to obtain the release of my father from Buchenwald, where he had been taken. He had been picked up off the streets. And she went to the Gestapo. He had instructed her, go to the Gestapo and tell them about this. And I have my parents' passports, my mother and my father. And you see that they had issued my mother a passport, the Nazis had. And it's a miracle story. By the way, I have a book that was created after the war about all the Jews that survived in Hungary. And my grandfather's name is in there, Moshe Freund. So the story I'm about to say is accurately true. And by the way, my mother always talked about growing up in Hungary and going to Lake Balaton in the summer. And it was also interesting to hear them talk about the Hungarian people then who helped them go. They boarded a train, and when the train from Budapest went through Germany into France, and how the conductor on the train took my uncle off for coffee. And, I mean, there were so many good people, you know, Hungarian.
And you said that your grandparents, actually, they were saved by a Hungarian Catholic doctor.
So what happened was, after everybody else had left to the United States, my grandparents remained in the ghetto, lived in the ghetto. My grandmother must have died in early 1945, and my grandfather had a stroke. He was in the hospital, and the Nazis were coming to take the doctors must have known there was a roundup going on. So this wonderful Hungarian Catholic doctor, he took my grandfather from the hospital, partially paralyzed. It's amazing, partially paralyzed, to his home, and he hid him from the Nazis. This man had no reason to do this, other than he was a good man, okay? And then in 1947, my Aunt Lily flew back to Budapest and brought her father to the United States.
It's a very moving story.
It is a moving story. And then I went back to Budapest in 1983 and to see where they lived and to see the city and to eat honey cookies and to eat palacinta, etc. So it was a very moving story. Very interesting slide yesterday about how the Catholics voted in Germany as compared to other people with regard to the election of Hitler. The most interesting aspect of the conference for me is seeing actual newspaper articles, telegrams, whatever it is, the testimony of others. This has to be on the internet. This is what I do, actually. I'm here because it was Gary Krupp who introduced me to the Don Farina, then, who was now Cardinal Farina, who ran the Vatican Archives. And on behalf of the Israel Museum, I presented them with a one-to-one representation of the Great Isaiah Scroll. And for the Vatican Archives, I digitized four documents before they lent them to the State of Israel, digitally photographed them. And then we did for the Vatican Archives, we digitally photographed the oldest Christian Bible in the world, the Codex Vaticanus. And that was part of my way of thanking the Vatican for all the good things that they're doing.
Thank you very much for your interview, and let's hope that these horrible things will never happen again.
Let's hope so.